Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about top five construction equipment safety tips that you must follow. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And we are a affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. And if you're looking for great Caterpillar apparel, then cat hats, shoes, watches, gear, anything with the cat logo on it, go to this site, which is a affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Equipment, tools, and machinery are some of the most important aspects of a successful construction industry. To make sure they offer a long and desired performance, it must that you take care of the equipment. Equipment maintenance is very important. With the proper care, your construction equipment, tools, and machinery will perform better, better, and better, and longer. However, it's not just the longevity and the performance of the equipment, but it's also using the equipment safety that is equally important. This makes sure that the hazards and the dangers and accidents caused by equipment are very, very low. Since these are some often the powerful and large opportunities that you get in your hands, they need to be handled with safety. Here are a few construction equipment safety tips that you need to follow. Number one, learn operating equipment correctly. The heavy equipment correctly is very important. Those who operate heavy equipment at construction job sites must have a professional training to operate it in order to operate the machine. I mean, you really need to work about safety, know the three-point stand, how to get on the machine. You really need to walk around the machine and check out for leaks or daily anything like that. You know, you need to be aware of your surroundings. This will ensure no hazards or accidents occur while operating the machine and equipment. While operating, one must be, number one, alert. Know your blind spots of the equipment and stay away from surrounding and functionally of other machines. Again, if you do not have to get next to another machine, do not go over there and hit it with your heavy equipment. I mean, that has happened so many times where an excavator swings into a cab of another piece of equipment. I mean, safety first. This will ensure that the job is performed better and faster and no possibility of dangers. Number two, safety measures. There are a few factors related to safety that one must keep in mind while operating these construction machinery. These include not climbing the machine or heavy equipment while it's moving. You know, always wear the safety belt to avoid possible dangers of causing of accidents. Loading only till the capacity of the equipment or the machine. Loading the amount that needs to be in that bucket for your safety. Do not overload it. The heavy equipment can accidentally face a rollover if you do that. In such a case, wearing a seatbelt can save your life. Number three, checking the equipment. Often, negligence is the root of cause of all evils of an accident. The heavy equipment is designed to perform a number of tasks. When you turn on the machine, it must check each one of the parts, such as a tire, a track, a wire, component. You need to be checking all that, you know. I mean, yes, this high-tech technology that we got in all our machines now coming out, it can do that for you. But, you know, your eyes are always nice. Look around, you know. See if there's an oil leak, you know. Safety, see if there's a diesel leak. You know, you really need to be aware of your surroundings. In case any distractions or disturbance is found there, you need to repair it at once. Neglecting can lead to possibly a permanent damage and accident to yourself and to your equipment and your job. Four, falls. Maximum of accidents that occur happen due to not following safety standards for getting on and off heavy equipment. Workers often jump off and fall from the equipment, and this is a major cause of an accident. Always maintain the proper method to get on and off your equipment. And five, loading and unloading. When you load the equipment, when you load up the equipment is released, this is cause the chance that the equipment might roll over. If proper functioning is not done, hence the conductor or the operator must know how to do the loading and unloading tasks and balance the equipment. Again, do not overload your buckets. There are some of the most important construction equipment safety tips that one must keep in mind. While operating these tools and equipment on the job site, if the safety measures are fouled, there are no chance that their equipment and their tools can cause an accident. Moreover, maintenance will also aid in the longevity and good performance of the equipment and machines, and that includes production. You know, if you're taking care of these company, your equipment and your company, production's going to come out, and you're going to get these jobs done faster and move on to the next and make more money. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.